Well, Coach, talk about this game. Obviously, it's a little bit more special than your average game. You know, a lot of those guys there.
It's a loss. Our guys played very well. It's the best team in the league. I think it's the best team in the world. But we played decently, but we just made, you know, too many mistakes. We took good care of the ball all night, but we had some turnovers late, and we had some, you know, blown plays at the end. And they made good plays. Twice there were big defensive possessions where one Timmy hit a shot with like the second on the clock, and the other time Tony Parker hit a shot where we defended as well as we could defend. But, you know, big players make plays at the end of games and at the end of shot clocks. And we gave them offensive rebounds in the second half. That's disappointing. We got some huge offensive rebounds on us in the second half. And, you know, we just... You got to play both ends. They in the second half, they did. They held us to 37 points. We just, you know, we got some people who can play well offensively, but they don't play well defensively. We got some guys giving it on the other end. You got to play both ends. I mean, until we sort it out, we played very hard. We did a lot of things very, very well. But you got to. In the second half, we did a good job getting at the three-point shooters. In the first half, we did not. Some of that was good offense. Some of it was poor recognition on our part, knowing who the three-point shooters were and making them dribble the ball, and we didn't do that. They got three-point shots without dribbling the ball, and that's, you know, too many mental mistakes to beat this good a team. A lot more good minutes than we've been playing against a very, very good team, but, you know, not enough to get it done.
Talk about the second half a little bit. It would be tough to maintain that hot shooting you had there in the first half.
Well, it's tough to maintain it against a team that's as good defensively as they are. If you told me before the game we were going to shoot 53% and get 101 points, I'd have liked our chances. So that's, you know, you can count the teams this year that shoot 53% against the Spurs.
Very young team. Do you think your squad may have, you know, could have learned something playing such a veteran squad like that, you know, coming off a championship?
You learn every game. You learn every game. I mean, Kurt, we just play better when Kurt's on the floor. His number, I got seven boards, but defensively he's a presence. He's a guy they have to guard in pick and rolls because of his ability to shoot the ball. But more than anything, he just is a stabilizing influence for us. It's one less guy that we're concerned whether the rotation will be correct or whether you're going to run the play the correct way or you're going to, you know, react well to a situation. We have to tighten it up just a little bit more. That's all, you know. The way we played tonight was good enough to beat some lesser teams, but it's not good enough to beat these guys. But, you know, we've had opportunities against teams that aren't as good as San Antonio, and we didn't play as well. So we have to – there's a reason they're 12-2, and there's a reason they got a whole bunch of rings on their hands. So.
It seemed like the offensive boards on their side.